As Allison mentioned, Taishan will become part of a breeding plan in China, an effort to boost the endangered panda population. He's heading to the panda base at Bifengsha in Sichuan province. Back in 2008, I got a first-hand look at another panda center in Sichuan, the Chengdu Research Base of Giant Panda Breeding. Which panda is that that's making all the...
This is Yaxin. Right now, she's in estrus.
She's in estrus, huh? Director Zhang Zhehe walked me around the panda base and talked about their intensive breeding program, a program that produced 18 cubs in 2008. But last year, that number fell sharply to just 4 cubs, and that drop has led the scientists at the base to rethink their breeding program. Joining us to talk about that is Sarah Bexell. She's Director of Conservation Education for the Chengdu Panda Base. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa. It's nice to be with you again.
So 4 panda cubs in 2009, and that included a set of twins. Was it a surprise that there were so few?
Yes, we were all surprised. And of course, as would be expected, we were disappointed.
And what's the thinking about why the numbers were so low? Is it that the moms were essentially tired out?
That's one of the thinkings, yes. You know, with the captive breeding program, over the last, 5 to 10 years, there's been a heavy emphasis on number of cubs. That means asking the mothers to reproduce every single year versus what would be a 2 to 3 year interval in the wild. And so when a mammal's body or an animal's body is reproducing, that's very taxing. So that is when the hypothesis that we have is that they just kind of needed a break.
Yeah, you'll remember, Sarah, that we talked back in 2008 about whether the breeding cycle was too intense. And one of your former colleagues, another Westerner, used the term panda factory, referring to the mm-hmm. base. She told mm-hmm. us that the female pandas might be anesthetized 3 to 6 times in one day for artificial insemination. Has that been scaled back some now?
It was not last year, and we will see going into the breeding season. As you may know, breeding season usually peaks between February and March, and I'm right now not in China. I'm on my way back this month, and so I'm not sure what they will decide to do. What I do know that they are wanting to focus on now is quality cubs over quantity of cubs. Cubs that stay with their mom a more natural amount of time so they have that behavioral repertoire that's more natural, making them better candidates for potential reintroduction into the wild. So hopefully that shift will happen right away this year. But, you know, old habits die slowly. And so we'll see if people are able to really put these new actions into order.
And there is a lot of pressure, too, Sarah, of getting that captive population up to a maybe more sustainable number. We talked back in 2008 with the director, Zhang Zhehe, about this goal of 300 pandas in captivity. Are you close to that goal now?
Oh, we're so close. We're so excited. We celebrated the fact that we have 294 individuals in the captive breeding program globally, and that's within 50 institutions. So essentially, we've hit our goal. And what we did in our annual meeting that we have every single year is reassess that goal of 300 and whether that is still sustainable, both for genetic purposes, but as well as education and outreach. When animals are in different institutions, people have opportunities to learn about them, and then also preparing some individuals for reintroduction in the wild if we deem through scientific research that that is actually a necessary thing to do.
Sarah Bexell is Director of Conservation Education for the Chengdu Research Base of Giant Panda Breeding. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
This is NPR News.